Lawyers for the Bush administration were in court today answering questions about the Energy Task Force led by Vice President Dick Cheney. They were responding to not one but two lawsuits filed by Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch built its reputation during the 1990s by filing lawsuits against President Clinton and other Democrats. In the past year, the change in administrations has also brought a change in the legal watchdog group's targets. NPR's Greg Allen has that story.
Paula Jones and Jennifer Flowers were two of the people that Judicial Watch represented. The group was also the first to depose Democratic Party fundraiser John Wong, which helped fuel the investigation into Clinton campaign finance practices. But that's history. The case that Judicial Watch and its founder and general counsel, Larry Klayman, now are focused on involved Vice President Cheney's Task Force on Energy Policy and whom the members met with.
When you have a task force, whether it's formally designated or informally designated by the president or vice president, it has to open up its deliberations to the public. And the reason for that is that these task forces meet with private entities. And these private entities are usually lobbyists that are trying to stuff money into the pockets of politicians and influence them. And we know that Enron did just that.
This is just the latest in a string of lawsuits Larry Klayman and Judicial Watch have filed against members of the Bush administration and other top Republicans. They filed another suit against Cheney on his fundraising activities. They sued Attorney General John Ashcroft on behalf of some Justice Department employees. Klayman says for Judicial Watch, the issue is not party affiliation, but honesty in government.
We have other lawsuits involving Republicans, involving Tom DeLay, the majority whip in the House of Representatives, who was selling access and is still selling access to Bush administration officials for campaign contributions. We stood up to Mr. DeLay, and he's very popular in elements of the conservative community. We took some heat for that, but we did what we thought was right.
Klayman points out that Judicial Watch has always billed itself as a conservative, nonpartisan legal watchdog. But many Judicial Watch watchers have now been surprised that Republicans are targets. David Keene is the chairman of the American Conservative Union, and he writes a column for The Hill, a newspaper which covers Washington politics. Last year, after Judicial Watch began criticizing Congressman DeLay, Keene wrote a column that asked, "What does Larry Klayman think he's doing?"
This is an organization that had built itself and raised money not as the common cause of the conservative movement, but as a group that was sort of leading the legal assault on the Clintons. And I just wondered whether the people that helped build that organization and supported it early on would be as anxious to support it in its current endeavors.
Stanley Brand is a Democrat and a lawyer who represented George Stephanopoulos and other Clinton White House staffers in cases brought by Judicial Watch. Brand says he used to wonder what Klayman would do once Clinton was gone, but no longer.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and with the Clintons and the Democrats out of power after 8 years, if he wanted to continue to be a governmental gadfly, he had no choice but to turn his guns on to the Bush people.
People who don't like Larry Klayman and Judicial Watch, and that now is a truly bipartisan group, say he's overly litigious and that he's more interested in headlines than in strong legal cases. Klayman says he deliberately chooses high-profile cases because Judicial Watch's mission is to hold the elite accountable. Right now, Klayman says the group has more than 150 cases pending, but that's not a strain for an organization with 50 employees and regional offices in Miami, Dallas, and Southern California. Lawsuits are what Judicial Watch is all about. And when there's potential legal action imminent, Klayman says his group prides itself on being in there first.
We're a little bit like the Israeli military. We may have 5 planes to 100 of the other side, but we get the other planes while they're on the ground. And when you do that, you are creating enemies. And we don't get invited to White House parties. We don't get invited to social events. Because if we did, we would be compromised.
Judicial Watch raises much of its money through direct mail from a network of conservative donors. During the Clinton years, that money, along with funds from some conservative foundations, enabled the group, starting from scratch in 1994, to achieve a budget of more than $17 million by the end of the decade. The question now is whether Judicial Watch's conservative supporters will continue to be as interested in rooting out corruption by Republicans as they were by Democrats. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.